it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We've known about this for a long time, so I'm not breaking any news, but Nico Iatamaleava is constantly compared to two quarterbacks, and one is Peyton Manning because he's probably the highest rated quarterback since Peyton Manning, even though there really weren't rankings at the time. We would think that's probably the two highest rated players that Tennessee has ever signed. And then he gets compared to Hendon Hooker. Why? Because Hendon Hooker was running Josh Heupel's offense at a very high level, and people expect that and more from Nico. So let me ask you this. Is it awesome or a burden? And I want to put this on the YouTube poll question if we can, Caleb. But Jimmy, let's start with you. Is it awesome or a burden that he is compared to such fantastic Tennessee players of the past?
At this time in his career, I consider it a burden because he has not proven that he should be compared to those two players yet. Now, in a year from now, if he has a great sophomore season and you're asking that question, then I would say it's a compliment and a privilege. But at this point, I mean, what has he done? What's he done to draw this praise other than the speculation? I think it's putting an awful lot of pressure on him. If I were to jump to an NBA example, the Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards up at the Timberwolves, he's had several great seasons, right? So now some people are starting to compare him to Michael Jordan. At least he's got a resume. He's doing some special things. Nico hasn't done that yet. He's had one game. So to me, it's a little bit of a burden, and it applies a little bit too much pressure.
Jimmy, I understand everything you say, and I agree with most of that, but I'm going to throw this in there. Today's tough question is brought to you by Rick Terry, Rick Terry Jewelry Design. They want to be your jeweler looking for affordable game day jewelry. How about the fire opals, the Tennessee tradition? RickTerryJewelry.com, RickTerryJewelry.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jimmy, I think we kind of get in this cocoon. Let me throw this at Caleb, where we talk about what's good in college football. But the bottom line is if he didn't have this type of attention, he wouldn't be making $2 million a year. So I would wholeheartedly agreed with Jimmy 5 years ago. But now it's nice to see that $2 million a year in the bank.
That's a very good point. And if Nico is capable of what I think he's capable of, if he is ready for big time college football, then he wants the expectations and the money. If he's going to say, I don't want the expectations and sacrifice the $2 million, he's not ready for the grind of an SEC schedule and the pressure. And Jimmy, I get your point with Anthony Edwards, but from the flip side, when LeBron James came straight out of high school to the NBA, he was immediately dubbed the chosen one. He immediately drew comparisons to Michael Jordan before he ever played a game. And he immediately got an $80 million shoe contract with Nike. Now, we can have the LeBron-Jordan debate, but I think it's safe to say LeBron more than lived up to the expectations of him as a number one draft pick out of high school, because at worst, he's a top three player of all time. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive. So, I mean, some quarterbacks, some players, are they not so generational that they deserve that hype. I mean, Tim Tebow, everybody knew when Tim Tebow was a backup to Chris Leak that he was about to become a superstar college football quarterback. Nobody even questioned the idea, except for some Tennessee fans who thought that they had a better quarterback room at the time. But nobody really questioned the idea that he was going to be great when he went.
Well, let me ask you, Tebow is a great comparison, Caleb. Jimmy, do you recall many players out there that we've seen a smidgen, we've seen a little bit, but we really haven't seen enough to know yet the expectations are sky high? Can you remember anybody else out there, either at Tennessee or just in recent memory in the SEC? And we remind you to hit like and subscribe. We greatly appreciate that. And if you've got a thought on the message board, some guys who came in with monstrous expectations and managed to handle them, I'm curious. Jimmy, anybody stand out to you?
Well, Arch Manning, but he hadn't played yet. But his expectations were out of sight. There are examples. LeBron James is a great example, but I can also tell you some number one picks or top five picks in the NBA draft that were major busts. So, and the same with quarterbacks that are selected. Tebow was a bust in the NFL, right? I mean, I know he won a playoff game with Denver, but he was a first-round draft pick, and he did not live up to that. So there are a lot of busts along the way. I mean, I thought, to me, it would be comparing Nico at this point to Peyton Manning and Hendon Hooker. I know it's a little bit different, but okay, let's compare Andrew Luck, who was the first pick, to Tom Brady. He's a good player, but he didn't live up to it. And he was the highest rated quarterback to come out of the college in many, many years at that time. So well, I think there are probably more busts in that regard than there are LeBron Jameses out there.
Well, I tell you what, Jimmy, we don't have to go too far back to find an example of a guy that had a lot of expectations and did fall short at Tennessee for the majority of his career. I want to discuss Jonathan Crompton in 15 seconds, brought to you by Ray Varner Ford.
59,829, 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540, 24 Ford Explorer, XLT, four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
Jimmy, I covered Jonathan Crompton closely, and I thought some of it, yes, was maybe the family got a little resentful towards the end and didn't handle things the right way. But for the most part, I thought what happened in his surroundings led to him stumbling at times as much as the way he performed. I just thought it was a fiasco over there.
It was. And if I'm not mistaken, now there are a lot of recruiting services. I think one recruiting service had him rated the number two quarterback in the country.
Yeah, he was the highest rated. He was, everybody called him the highest rated before Nico became the highest rated. I do know that.
And really his career was much ado about nothing until his senior year, until Lane Kiffin got a hold of him, until Jim Chaney got a hold of him. He had a really good senior year and it helped him get drafted. But he did not play to the level that was expected when he came out of high school as such a highly rated prospect.
Very true. And I saw up front, Caleb, how much pressure those expectations put on the family and the family dynamics. It was pretty rough when things went south, even though sometimes it wasn't their fault.
Yes, but I remember Jonathan Crompton was the number one quarterback on Rivals. But, guys, he was a fringe four-star, five-star. Many services still only had him as a four-star. To me, there's a difference between the number one prospect in a year or even the number one pick in the NFL draft and some prospects you are so sure about that they will work out no matter what. It's funny, Jimmy, because I was going to mention, you brought up Andrew Luck. To me, that was one. You're so sure he would work out. He, in my opinion, he did work out. I just think the Colts, that was the most incompetently run organization in the history of incompetently run organizations, to the point where the greatest quarterback in the history of the world could not have taken the level of punishment Andrew Luck took when he was at Indianapolis during those years. I mean, they darn near killed him. Okay, so it forced him into early retirement, but before Andrew Luck, there was John Elway. Everybody knew John Elway was going to work out, and he worked out. You're right. There are most of the time questions. But I do think every now and then a prospect comes along that there is no debate that he's going to work out and he's going to be good. And I do think Nico falls into that category. And I don't say that about most people, but I think he falls into the latter category.
You know what category I think he falls into, Jimmy? Let me throw this at you. Is Kyler Murray. He almost has so much ability because I knew a bunch of people that covered him out coming out of Texas. He almost has such much ability that he can't be a bust. He might not be great and be average, but he just has so much ability. I don't see a complete bust coming out of him.
I can't believe you would compare Nico to a quarterback who's 5'8". What are you doing?
Because he is a legit 6'6". You stand next to that, you're like, good Lord.
Now let me see this. I think Nico is going to be an outstanding quarterback at Tennessee. I just think that we jumped the gun on trying to say he's the next this or the next that. Now LeBron was, okay. But I would like to see more of a sample size from him before I would say, yep, he can do what Peyton Manning did. Yep, he can do what some of the all-time greats have done. Hendon Hooker, the great year he had. I'll say this. I will be shocked if Nico has as good a year this year as Hendon Hooker had his last year at Tennessee. Yep. I will be shocked at that. Now, but I also don't think that this year he's going to be a finished product. Hendon Hooker was not a finished product when he took over from Milton a couple of games into the 2021 season, right? He got a lot better. And so I think Nico will do that. And there may be a time when I would feel comfortable comparing him to them. I just want to see more out of him before I would go down that road.